Okay, welcome back everyone. Thank you for coming. So I think Hakdama Aleph, I think we pretty much wrapped that up, which was about the Or HaGanas. And that's still going to be a very important theme as we move forward. But let's turn now to Hakdama Beis, where he focuses on the concept of the Hodos of the Halel. Just by way of Hakdama, we'll read a little bit in the Hakdama. It's a very long Hakdama, Perek, and again, we only meet just once a week, and that leaves us about four meetings until Chanukah, and there's a lot left to be done, meaning about the actual Hadlaka and Kavanas of that, and it's very rich, and so we may spend just today, maybe next time, finishing off this subject, but we're not going to read through the whole Hakdama because, again, he does a very good job, but I would have done things a little bit differently, and so we're going to kind of take what we need from here to try to focus on, which I think is a very beautiful sugya, which I think he gets a little sidetracked in explaining it from the beginning. So let's begin from Hakdama Beis, and we'll pause and continue as we go along. So he says here in Hakdama Beis, Lehoidois ulehalel. Kasher chazer Yaakov Avinu mecharan l'eretz Yisrael. So when Yaakov Avinu is done in the house of Lavan, and he returns to Eretz Yisrael, Avar es mavar Yabok. He crosses the crossing of Yabok. Everything here is very significant in the Pnimius HaTorah. But we're going to speak now more in general. Seems like a very simple parasha in the Torah, which we're familiar with, quoted in Rashi. Yaakov crosses Mavar Yabok, he forgets these small jugs of oil, and he goes back and he gets them. And then he encounters Vaspagabo Sarah Shalaisa Vahuasam. And the Torah says, Vayeovik Ish Imoy Ad Alois HaShachar, that he encounters this person. This is the Satan Shal Esav. According to one version in Chazal, it's actually the Malach Michael, which is a very nice sugya to get into, but it's not Shabbos morning. Vayar kilo yacholoi. And he saw that he wasn't able to defeat Yaakov. So what happened? Vayiga bekaf yerechoi. Nailed him in the thigh. He begel hasmali. This is the left leg, which is remez the sphere of hod, which is a remez to the sphere of hod. Now let's stop here because this needs explanation. Who would have thought that a few psukim in the middle of Parshas Vayishlach somewhere would be a very deep and important makor when it comes to the whole nes of Chanukah? We went so far back as to the Or HaGanos, which is the beginning of creation. You can't go farther back than that. But going back to Yaakov Avinu and the Malchama with the Sarah Shal Esav is Mamash HaChanukah Sugya. And that's because the sphere of Hod, every single Yontiv corresponds to a sphere. And I wish we had the time to give Hakdamas in what the spheres are. We'll just say a few words about spheres. But probably one of the best ways to sum it up is as follows. Those who delve into the physical world, into the anatomy of this world which we exist in, is able to break down all matter into tiny, tiny particles. When I was growing up, it was atoms with protons, neutrons, and electrons. I think nowadays it's even lower than that. I think it's called quantum physics, if that's right. I don't know. But we go deeper and deeper until we want to come to it, like the shayrish of everything. So the Mekubalim, the Tzadikim, the Messiah throughout all generations did us a big taiva. And this is really what the beginning of Tikkun Zayar is, or the Zayar Kaddish is dedicated towards, explaining the spheres for us. Because what the spheres are the building blocks of all spiritual anatomy. That means to say that everything in creation has a spiritual root which connects to a sphere. You can't exist in the physical world or even in the spiritual world without being connected to a sphere. it's your spiritual constitution. What gives it life is the Or HaGanuz, which is the light we're speaking about. This light of Chanukah, which is Or HaGanuz, is like a neshama vis-a-vis each sphere, which is a guf. What that means for us practically is that every single one of us sitting in this room has a sphere which we correspond to, which defines who we are. Every neshama, the Zohar says, comes from a sphere. So if a person really wanted to get involved to analyze personality type, the more he understands the spheres, the more he's able to know and understand different personalities. And it's a very handy tool when it comes to understanding oneself, understanding relationships, which spheres clash with each other, what's to the right side, which is to the left side, which is north towards chesed, north towards gevura. As such, every yontiv corresponds to a different sphere. And this is really where the beauty of Pnimes HaTorah, it's so rich and it allows us to appreciate Yom Tov on such a deep level. For example, let's say we just finished Sukkot. And this is not just the Yom Tovim, but let's take the Arba Minyan, for example. So it's not just random that we take a Kapos Tamarim and an Esrog and an Arava and a Hadas like the Torah prescribes. But each one of these corresponds to a sphere. The Lulav is the sphere of Yesod. The Aravos are Netzach and Hod, that's why there's two of them. The Hadasim are Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes, which is to the right, which is those spheres, why there's three Hadasim. The Esrog is the Malchus. And by using them, we bring down the spheres of Chachma, Bina, and Das. There's a whole system that when we have Pnimes HaTorah, everything which was once a Chok, because how do you explain to somebody why you're shaking trees? In Pnimes HaTorah, they have very deep connections to the cosmos, to all the worlds, and to the Shefa, which is being brought down. And each one has a name and an identification. And so it was once a chok, it's a chok because in the Chitzonius HaTorah, the Niglas HaTorah, you can't explain it to a person who is not well-versed in Pnimes HaTorah. But when a person enters into the world of Pnimes HaTorah, he's able to say, aha, now this makes sense. I didn't realize that I was tapping into Yesod and what Yesod means and how it goes down and why the Lulav always has to be connected to the Esrog because you can't separate the Yesod from the Malchus. The basic fundamental Yesodus which come up all the time throughout Pnimes HaTorah, that when you plug them in to Kol HaTorah Kula, you see you literally have a masterpiece which is shouting out to a person who learns it, understands it, the greatness, the godliness of the Borei Olam. The greatest exercise of Emunah is delving into Pnimes HaTorah. Like David HaMelech says, and this is what we spoke about last week, Gal Einai V'yabita Niflois V'tarasecha. Open up my eyes to be able to see the wonders of Torah. A person can have a certain hispilus when he learns a Gemara, and he goes into a deep sugya, and he has a kasha on Rashi from Tosfos, and he goes into it, and he sees the Pnei Yeshua, and he's like, wow, this Rashi is fantastic. Where can you find something like this? Imagine that like 1,000 times. Because that's in the Niglas HaTorah, which is limited. But in Pnimes HaTorah, which is literally the Chedek HaTorah, which is Ein Sof, L'Roicha, V'L'Oimek, V'L'Oirech. There's such a sweetness because the Or is Nisgala much more. That Pnimistic Or. So let's go back to Chanukah for a moment, and let's take a step back and take a look at the Yomim Tovim. Every Yontif corresponds to a sphere. Pesach corresponds to Chesed, that's Avram Avinu. Yitzchak is the sphere of Gvura, which is Shavuos. Yaakov is Sukkos. This is the tour. It's not just Pnimes HaTorah. This is in tour. Of course, the Yomim Leroyim. And Purim corresponds to Netzach. And Chanukah corresponds to Hod. I'm not going to get into Yesod. It's a little complicated what exactly Yesod is. But Chanukah corresponds to the sphere of Hod. And the reason why, as we see here, this will help us understand. Actually, it's not going to help us understand, which is why this needs Hakdamas, because he's expecting a lot of us that we understand the spheres, because the Sif Seichin Chelik Chanukah is just a later Chelik of what's called the Sif Seichin HaKlali, where he goes through the spheres and he's expecting he who was learning the Chelik and Chanukah to be familiar with these spheres. But let's just give a general background to the spheres. We know that there are 10. sometimes Keser is included, sometimes Das is included. Well, let's say like this, Chachma, Bina, and Das, which is the top three, they're called the Mochin. And then the lower seven are Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. When you begin with Chachma, and you work your way down to Hod, which is our target area, Hod is the eighth sphere. It's the Sphere Hashmini. And as such, Chanukah, which is an 8-day Yontif, there are 8 Neiros, corresponds to the Sphere of Hod. And so therefore, whereas every Yontif has a mitzvah of Simcha, when it comes to Chanukah, it's not clear that there's an aspect of Simcha when it comes to Chanukah. In the Rishonim, in Halacha. But what's very clear from the Gemara is that the Yontif of Chanukah was designated Lahodu Silahala. This is a Taz, and the Hasagas on the Taz, Bechuli and Halacha. Why Dafka Bechanukah, the mitzvah is Lahodu Silahala? But because the personality of Chanukah is the sphere of Hod, it determines the Avoda, which is Lahodu Silahala. And that's what he's saying here, that this sugya, this parsha of Vayiga B'kaf Yerecho, let's go back for a moment, that the pegam was in the regel hasmoli, we'll talk about that in a second, which corresponds to the sphere of Hod. So that blow to the left leg of Yaakov Avinu, Ayidezeh, Nifkam Sphiras Hod. It wasn't just that Yaakov got injured. Like this is just a story in the Torah about a machlaikis that Yaakov had with the Sarah Shalesov. Yaakov got hurt. No, it had major ramifications throughout all the Olamos. This damaged the sphere of Hod everywhere because Yaakov wasn't just a regular person, and this is a shmuz in and of itself. But Yaakov Avinu was an ish haklali. He was a person that his face is chakuk in the kisei hakavod, that he is like the primordial man. Yaakov Avinu, he is the perfection of the avos hakadosh. Everything which happens to Yaakov sends shockwaves throughout all the Olamos. So if the Sarah Shalesov is able to be poigim Yaakov in this left leg, which is Hod, we'll explain momentarily, that means that this whole musig, this whole keli, this whole sphere which is called Hod, is now blemished and needs repair, it needs a tikkun. U'mikoyach negiyah zu, nimshach hakoach ha-Sarah Shalesov lezgabra al-Kla Yisrael. Again, this is not just a story entire. If Esav was able to make a begam to Yaakov there, that means that in the future, there will be a time that Esav will be able to overcome Klai Yisrael. This is what caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Chol Elef HaChamishi, throughout the entire 4,000th year, which is called the Elef HaChamishi, of which it says in Pasuk that the Sfiras Hod, which is the Midah HaChamishis, again, Hod is the 8th Sfira when you count from Chachma, which is the beginning of the 10 Spheres. But as we mentioned before, that the spheres can be divided into two parts. The three higher spheres, which is Chachma, Bina, and Das, or the seven lower, vis-a-vis the seven lower spheres below that, which is Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. When we begin from Chesed, which is the lower section, so Chesed, Tiferes, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod is Chamishi. So it can be the fifth, or it can be the eighth. So therefore, the 4,000th year from creation, which is called the Elef HaChamishi, that is the tkufa in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Are you saying that Yaakov had a deficiency that manifested itself in the fact that somehow was able to be pegay in him?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Bechir Shel Avos was before that or after? Like, when did he become the Ishtam? Perfect.
Well, he was an Ishtam. Even before that, he was an Ishtam.
15.
Huh? Yeah. He was an Ishtam. Yeah.
Representing a larger claw that the
Torah
was able to not get to.
Yeah. I mean, Yaakov Avinu, if you take a look at Chazal lists like maybe 5 to 10 chatayim that Yaakov did in his lifetime. To think, and this is a very important shmuz when it comes to understanding what it means perfection, contrary to Chitzonius belief, perfection doesn't mean to have a perfect record and never to be chote, because that's an impossibility. It's clear from Pasuk and Navi that it's not possible to be a tzaddik shalayechata. perfection means that a person is able to have been chayte, and then to repair that. And part of perhaps what we'll speak about tonight is the perfection which came out of the pagam in the Git HaNasha of Yaakov Avinu. Maybe we'll talk about that. But in fact, through this pagam, Yaakov was able to reach a higher level of perfection, which is why the Gemara says, "B'makom shebal tshuva oimdin, ein tzaddikim gvurim yicholim la'amor." That about tshuva has a higher darga than a tzaddik. And that's really what the light of Chanukah is. Chanukah is really a light of tshuva. Maybe we'll talk about that. There's lots of different sugyas here. So to answer the question, so tam meaning perfection, Yaakov was perhaps perfect in the general sense of what it means to be perfect as a 15-year-old, 13-year-old, but he became the Bechir Sheva Ovos through the course of his life, where he was perfecting the mistakes which he made, which brought him even to a higher level of perfection.
So at the point that some Ovos began as Kapirichay,
yeah,
he had deficiencies at that moment that were open to be exploited.
So, perhaps, because Chazal do enumerate Chataim of Yaakov Avinu, there was room to find Pagam, perhaps. But what's probably better to say is that since futuristically Klal Yisrael has Pagamim, meaning that Yaakov represents Klal Yisrael as a whole, and we as a Klal have deficiencies, as opposed to Yaakov the individual, that's really what Chazal say, Vayigeh v'kaf yirecho, that he was pogame future generations, Doro Shel Shmar. So, the melchama between Yaakov and Esav, the Sarah Shel Esav, was something which was much broader than just a confrontation between two individuals. It affected Klal Yisrael throughout all Doris, and because there would be pagamim in Klal Yisrael in the times to come, so that would probably be the better way to say it, L'chvayda Shel Yaakov Avinu, that it was pagam. Even the legs of Yaakov Avinu represent something which would come later. We know that really in Pinyas HaTorah, a person, who he is really up to like his torso. And then below that, the raglam are considered to be labar, like outside of him. Like, legs are just necessary to take us where we need to go. But that's not really who we are. In fact, the Makom HaBris, which is the makom of where we do two things with the makom HaBris. One, we procreate, and secondly, we get rid of waste. So that's not a place which belongs to us. That's a place which belongs outside of us. Because we don't want the psoilis to be a part of us. I mean, the reason why we're madchid the psoilis to the makom HaBris, or below the belt, is because it's psoilis, and we want to kick it out. Right? For example, like the garbage in the kitchen, right? We don't say that's like part of the kitchen. Right, it happens to be in the kitchen because you need a place to throw things, but as soon as the garbage is full, you throw it outside because that's really where it belongs. So that's like the garbage dump, is the Makom HaBris. Right? All the psoilis goes to the Makom HaBris. So that's considered to be b'chutz. And also, to procreate means that you're not investing there because it's for me, it's because it's going to be outside of me. And so therefore, Netzachot Yisod are considered to be parts of the body, those spheres which correspond to the legs. Let's get into that topic while we're at it. That since the spheres are the building blocks of all of creation, so we can find spheres in everything, every single person, but every person breaks down into spheres too. So for example, Chachma, Bina, and Das are in the head because they represent Moichin. Chesed is the right arm. Gevurah is the left arm. Tiferes, which is the torso, corresponds to that. Netzach is the right leg. Hod is the left leg. Yisod is the bris. And the Malchus is the peh. Malchus is the mouth. And of course, that begs the question. We were going from top to bottom until we came to Malchus, and we went back up to the top. Okay, but again, that has to do with the fact that as you get lower and lower, you get to places which are outside of yourself. But if there's one place which is the most outside of yourself, that's your mouth. Your mouth is the most outside of yourself because you communicate with your mouth. It means that you use it as a way of expressing, communicating, which is completely mibachutz. Be it as it may, being that hod corresponds to the left leg, that sphere. And the Torah says, and the Gemara says that he hit him in the left leg. That corresponds to the sphere of Hod. As such, the Pagam in Hod, in Yaakov Avinu, means a Pagam in all Hod. And that represents Churban Beis HaMikdash, because Moshe Polesky can tell us, the Gemara says in Brachos, that Hod Zu Beis HaMikdash.
I guess it does,
yeah. Zichru. Hod zu beis hamikdash. L'cha Hashem hagdula v'hagivura v'atiferes v'hanetzach v'ahod. Gemara says zu beis hamikdash. Hod is called the beis hamikdash. So Mamela, the Pagam in the sphere of Hod means Churban based on Mikdash. And not only was it Pagam in the left leg, but it was also in the Tekufa of Hod because of our Boisai. Even time divides into spheres too. So the first 1,000th year corresponds to Chesed, and the second is Gevura. Tferes, Netzach Hod, is the 4,000th Tekufa. That's when the Churban based on Mikdash took place. You'll say that's the 4,000th, that's not the 5,000th, that's not Hod, that's Netzach. But as he explains in the next paragraph, let's continue. Let's just finish that top paragraph, actually. This is a very beautiful yesod, which the Ari brings out. This is straight from the Ari. He says that the 5,000th year corresponds to the sphere of Hod, which is the Midah HaChamishis, like we explained. This is the sod of the Pasuk, as it says in Eicha, which describes Churban Beis HaMikdash. Hayom Dava. Kol Hayom Dava. Dava means like it's sad, or has other ways of explaining it. Dava is the Osios Hod. That the Navi Yirmiyah describes Churban Beis HaMikdash using a word Dava, which is the hipuch of the word Hod. Kol Hayom Dava. And that Yom represents the 1,000th year. As we know, Hashem's year is, 1 year for Hashem is 1,000 years. So the 1,000th year, which corresponds of the 7,000 years of creation, which corresponds to Hod, Kol Hayom Dava. Churban Beis HaMikdash took place in the 4,000th year. So take a look at the next paragraph. Aval hayos sheshtei hasfiros netzach in Hod nechshavim la'olam kaguf echad. But since we know that Netzach and Hod always go together, this is a very big yesod in Pnimius HaTorah, that Netzach and Hod go together, as testimony to that is the fact that you can't walk with one leg. You can use your right hand and your left hand separately, but you can't walk with only one leg. That's why Netzach and Hod go together, which corresponds to the right and the left leg. They're not separable. So since Netzach and Hod go together, Lachin bipgam ha-hod nifgam imo gam ksas min ha-netzach. When he blasted Yaakov with the left leg, that means that the right leg was hit as well. V'zeh garam sheshlitas hasam. And this means that the rulership, the power of the Sitra Achra, of the Satan, his chila kvar, the emsa elef harvi, that's why even in the year 4000, the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place, which is keneged sfiras netzach. And again, he's throwing many things together very quickly. We may not speak about it. We'll go back in Hashem to the sugya in the time we have left to speak more precisely about Yaakov and the Satan. But let's just finish the concept. It's just an important idea to know. And again, we're saying a lot of things, and it probably requires a lot of chazar. If you're not familiar with these concepts, because we're presenting a lot of information just to understand what he's saying. Vizegaram bitul or hanavuah. This was a pegam in nevuah, like we spoke about last week, from Klal Yisrael, because the makor of nevuah comes from Netzach and Hod. Hashem Yisham Yunikas Hanavim. Again, since sphere is the building blocks of all of creation, so if I say, where does Nevuah come from? You have to tell me a sphere. Everything goes back to a sphere. And the source for where Nevuah comes from is the spheres of Netzach and Hod. Just to explain why that is, because the Shoirish of all Nevuah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam Navi bi Yisrael kamosha. He wasn't the first Navi, but he's the ultimate Navi. And since we know that the seven Ushpizin correspond to seven spheres, Avram is Chesed, Yitzhak is Gvura, Tiferes is Yaakov, Moshe is Netzach. And since Moshe is the Rosh Kol HaNevim, so the Pagam in Netzach and Hod means a Pagam in Nevuah. That's Moshe and Aharon. Asher Misham in Nikas HaNevim, that's where Nevuah comes from. So that means that when the Sitra Achra, when he hit Yaakov in the right and left leg, because they go together, even though it was in the left leg, the Gemara says, "V'hadi hutza laki karba," that the left and the right go together. U'mikoyach zeh gam his gabru hayivanim l'shtalit al bnei Yisrael l'ashkichem es hatorach mana litzlan. This is the root of Yavan. Yavan comes from the Pagam in the Gid Hanasha. So Gid Hanasha is directly connected to Churban Beis HaMikdash, as we know, but especially to the Galus of Yavan. Now let's finish the next paragraph, and we'll go back. Ach techef achar kach, but immediately after this battle between Yaakov and the Sashal Esav, the Torah tells us, Vayizrach leHashemesh, that Hashem brought out the sun and it healed Yaakov Avinu. Since when does the sun heal in a very open way like this? What type of a light is this of the sun? Shehir lo Hashem Yisbarach esal ar haganaz, she'ar elah selavai. This wasn't just a regular light. That the Shemesh doesn't just mean the sun, it refers to the ar haganaz. which Hashem will reveal to us a lavoi. Umizeh ha'or nisrap Yaakovinu mitzalasei. This is what healed Yaakov Avinu, that this was a hachana for the tikkun of the midah of hod. That means to say that the Torah is hinting to us that in the times of Yavan, that there will be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is in the sphere of Hod, and they'll want to restore and to bring back the light of the Beis HaMikdash. It will be done through the concept of Vayizrach LeHashemesh, which is why, by the way, which represents Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Because how many Neris Chanukah are there? We spoke about. Altogether, 36. 36. Which is what's called Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh, Lamed Vav. And the candle which we light with is called the Shamish. That's called Vayizrach Loi Hashamish. That the Shamish lights Lamed Vav Neres. Of what the Ar HaGanah is, like we spoke about last week. And the Zohar says so explicitly, this is the Zohar in Miketz, which says, Hai Shimsha de Ganah Zakadosh Baruch Hu Miyoyma Disri Alma. The Shemesh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried, which he hid from the beginning of creation. The Chanafik, when it came out, became Meisa in the beginning, Havanor Misaifa Alma to Saifa Alma, from one end of the world to the next. Kevin to Asa Yaakov, the Istavik Baho Mamuna de Esav, when he had a Melchama with the son Shal Esav, the Achish Leba Hayarchad Ilay, and he hit him in the left thigh, the Havanaki, and he limped, Maksiv, the Yizrach Lo Hashemesh, I'm quoting you from the Zohar. The Shimsha de Ganis de Ispe Aspasa. This is the hidden light of the Or HaGanah from the beginning of creation. We can't look anymore at this Pasuk in the whole incident of Yaakov and Esav. Vayizach LeHashemesh is Pashup Chad anymore. Vayizach LeHashemesh means that he healed him through the Or HaGanah. And that's the refuah which is done for the sphere of Hod, which is Merameis, on the Pegam, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Hod, in the Tkufa of the sphere of Hod, which is the Elav HaChamishim.
Is it Torah that heals Hod?
It's the Or HaGanah of Torah which heals Hod. But it comes through Torah, the Lamed Vav Masechtas. But it's the Or which is buried within Torah, like we said before, from the Baal Shem Tov in Shir 1. The one Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried this light and he hid it for Tzadikim Lasalava. Where did he bury the light? The Gemara doesn't say, Chazal don't say where Hashem buried the light. It comes along the Baal Shem Tov and he says, Hashem buried it in Torah. And that's really something which we spoke about last week, that although the Yevanim came along and they extinguished the Koyach of Nevuah from Klai Yisrael, because they made an attack on Netzach and Hod, which is where Nevuah comes from, and until that Kufa, anyone who wanted to learn Torah would have to go to a Navi. That was the Masorah Shel Torah, was through the Naviim. But the Musag of Torah Sheba Al Peh was Nischadesh in the Kufa of the Chashmonai.
Works out nicely, because the Or was hidden in specifically Talmud Bavli, then the Rofe was created through the Makom.
That's right. So there was a Tosefes which came out of the Pagam of Nevuah. So although they may have extinguished the Or of Nevuah, out of that gave birth to a whole new Tkufa in Jewish history called the Or Shel Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the light. So really, we could thank the Yevanim like we always can, is to thank our enemies for always just steering us in the right direction, exactly where we need to go. That Hashem said, enough of the light of Nevuah, because Nevuah is not even as high as Torah is. The Gemara says, Chacham Adaf Mi Navi, that a Chacham is even bigger than a Navi. So by moving away from the Or of Nevuah, which is lesser than the light of Torah. If you want to be a little bit more specific, Torah corresponds to Tiferes. That's what he talks about in a later paragraph, although not as deep as this. But Tiferes is called Torah, and Tiferes is higher than Netzach and Hod in terms of the spheres. So the Pagam and the Gid HaNasheh, which is a hit in the Or of Nevuah, which extinguished the light of Nevuah, brought us to the Or of Torah, which is even higher than Nevuah. So one should never complain at that, say, oh, we don't have Nevi'im nowadays, it's so schwer, I wish we had a Navi. Right? The Or Shel Torah is even bigger than that. And again, there are many Talmid Chachamim who are not as big as Nevi'im, because you could be a Talmid Chacham and Niglas HaTorah, which means to know a lot of Torah. But as we spoke about on the Friday share this past week, in Primus HaTorah, there's a different definition to what it means, a Talmid Chacham. And it goes back to what we spoke about last week, is that there's the Seichel of Torah, and there's the Or of Torah. And Chanukah, which represents Lamed Vav Masechtas, represents not the Seichel of Torah, but the Or of Torah. That's where Yavan made an attack. Learn Torah. Torah is a Chachma. Yavan is very into Chachmas. But they said, just don't have the Or of Torah, because we have nothing which is able even to mimic the Or Shel Torah. Our Chachma can mimic the Chachma of your Chachma. But the Or of Torah, forget about it.
You see that Hashem revealed the Or of the Eres through Torah? As a way to heal Hod?
too much of a
You could say that. You could say that.
Because that's why he brings out Torah now. Because he can't. Otherwise, Hashem would just fix the Ruach. He takes it up a notch, meaning that's how he ultimately gets revenge on the Yavanim. We don't even beat them at the game. We go even bigger. We go to Tiferes.
Yeah, the Chatchila River. Yeah. That's right. Whenever we get hit, we go higher. It's a very big yisod, by the way. That if a person is struggling sometimes in Avodas Hashem, so there's two ways to go about that. One is like to take it easy and to go down. And if a person can't keep up, let's say, with a certain schedule or he's having certain inyanim which are difficult, that's one way to do it, is to take it down a notch. The other one is to pull a trick on the satan. And that means that you push it up a notch. Push it up a notch. It's just something to know. It's good to have a Rebbe in these inyanim, but the best way to fight the Sitra Achra is because the Sitra Achra is not being this gabra and you're on your madriga, which you are now, because he's getting the better of you. He's being mechayiv you to go higher now. That's why he's able to be miskarab on you on this madriga, because in a higher madriga he wouldn't be able to touch you. So let's go back for a moment. We'll speak another 10 minutes and then Mitzvah will be Messiah. So the Sira of Hod, which of course is Mayur and the Inyan of Haida, of L'Hoidus L'Hala. When it comes to the Tzura of Haida and the Sira of Hod as it comes to the actual Halakha, so we know L'Hoidus L'Hala, that's Aleph. Rashi says, what does it mean L'Hoidus? Rashi says L'Hoidus means Alanisim, Gemara and Shabbos. The Rambam learns Lahodos as referring to Halakas Ner Chanukah. Rambam calls that Lahodos. And the Halakas Ner Chanukah, if you take a look at it, is the Inyan of Hod entirely. How so? We already explained that Hod means something which is Bachutz. Because the sphere of Hod, which corresponds to the leg, is like outside the torso, outside the Adam. And that's why the mitzvah Halakas Ner Chanukah means to take the Ner and to put it Bachutz. It's literally bachutz. It's out of the gvulos of the kedusha, the hainu. Normally mitzvahs are done inside the home. Now we're lighting outside the home. The Pesach Abba is mi bachutz. Normally the Shechina doesn't go lamata miyasar atfachen. But when it comes to Ner Chanukah, we light even lamata miyasar atfachen. Normally mitzvahs are done by yom. The Mishnah Megillah tells us that rov mitzvahs are done by yom. We know generally speaking that the tkufa of yom corresponds to the realm of the Kedusha. And Laila is the realm of the Sitra Achra. Yet when it comes to Chanukah, the mitzvah is dafka balayla. How many mitzvahs do we have balayla? Hardly any. So you're seeing that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah goes bachutz, just like Hod is able to go bachutz. And it's for that reason also that the Yontif of Chanukah is at the end of the month. Chaf Hei Kislev. We don't find any Yontif which goes past Tesvav in the middle of the month. Because the first half of the month corresponds to the realm of Kedusha, that's called Yom. And the second half of the month corresponds to the Sitra Achra, that's called the Sof, which is Achor. Yet Chanukah begins on Chaf Hei. There's no Yontif which goes into Chaf Hei. Everything is only Tesvav. If you start with Tesvav in the middle, so you're able to cross afterwards. But to start the Chaf Hei, that's the realm, that's the Gvul of the Sitra Achra. In fact, it's brought down even in Halacha not to have Chasan is after the middle of the month. Chanukah is able to go there. There are no Yomim Tovim really in the whole, in Chanukah stands alone like in the winter as the Yontif. And we know even the winter is considered to be like the Zman of the Sitra Achra because the day is so short and the night is so long. That means that the Choshech is in this Gabra on the Or. Yet Chanukah is there. So we see that Chanukah goes Bachutz.
Even the placement is Bachutz, right?
Yeah, outside the door. Yeah,
even in terms of how low.
Yeah, but lower than 10 Tvachim. The Shechina doesn't go lower than 10. And here, all of a sudden, it goes L'mata Miyasar. That's why we put the Ner Chanukah Dafka B'tzad Smol. None of the Yamin. Normally mitzvahs are done b'tzad Yamin, but here we do b'tzad small. That's how we paskin. Because small is the side of the Sitra Achra. And Hod, as we know, is the left leg. That's on the left side of the body. That's on the side of the Sitra Achra. Even the word small is from the word Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, which is the name of the Satan. because the sin and the samach are interchangeable. In fact, the Ari has a kavana that by putting it at the Pesach Habayis, so the Pesach itself is shaped like the letter Ches. That's the Ari explains. We put it at the Pesach there by the Ches, because Ches is Shmini, it's Gematria 8. And that's the sphere Shmini, which is the sphere of Hod. So what we see, what Hod generally means, is the Mida of Hachna. It's the Mida of humility. It's the ability to go down. To go down. And this is really the difference between Netzach and Hod. I've explained a little bit the difference between Netzach and Hod. Netzach means exactly what it sounds like. It means to be victorious, to overcome. If a person is in confrontation, so if he's menatzeach, that means that he defeated the other person. He defeated because he had a better argument, he was stronger. That's the sphere of Netzach. It's like to go the highway. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he led Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar with the sphere of Netzach. That corresponds to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu led Bnei Yisrael on a very, very high level. Meaning that he elevated them to the level which was his Madriga, which is that Man was appropriate for Moshe. And the Anani HaKavod were appropriate for Moshe. And the Be'er Shomerim was appropriate for Moshe. But for all of Klal Yisrael, they were zeichet to that? No, they were living on a much higher Madriga than what they should have been living on. But that's Moshe. Moshe's Netzach. Netzach is, goes like this. It takes you up. And that's, by the way, when we shake the Lulav, not only does the Lulav correspond to all the spheres, but we shake them in the direction of all the spheres. According to the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty much like a circular motion. But Al-Pi Pnimi is according to Nusach Sfard and Arizal. So we shake in a very funny way, which is a chok, unless we understand why it's done that way. First you go right, then you go left, then you go straight, then you go up, then you go down, then you go back. Like, what type of a dance is that? But Pshat is, it corresponds to the spheres. Right is the Chesed, left is Gevura, straight is Tiferes. Netzach is up. Because that's exactly what the mid of Netzach is that if a person is finding that trying to go straight, that there's Menis there, like we said before, one of the Mahalchim is to go up. That's the Derech HaMoshe Rabbeinu. To go up and over when a person has a confrontation. To overcome the enemy, to overcome the Menia. That's Netzach. Hod, however, is the direction of down, which means to duck, which means to be machnia, to be mode, can mean to agree, it can mean to admit, which means that I'm allowing myself to be secondary, to be bottled to something else. That's the sphere of Hod. And the reason why that corresponds to the Yontif of Chanukah, aside from the fact that we explained that the placement in the whole tzura of the mitzvah is one which is shouting the sphere of Hod, because that's the personality of Chanukah. It's to go down, but that's exactly what's taking place. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this endless light, which we've been speaking about, called the Or HaGanaz, which is at the tippy top of all creation, the very first creation, which you could say even is like the Keser. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is saying, I'm taking this great endless light, and I'm bringing it all the way down. Ein Hayda Midas Hod Gedol Mizu. The humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's taking the endless light, which is at the highest place, and bringing it down to the lowest place, even the Madnas Adzvach and Bachutz Mamish. That's the greatest demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hachna. That Mid of Hod. Sorry?
If I was doing it, I would have brought it down all the way to his side.
Oh. So, there's a Musug. Even though we light, it's not the time for that sugya, but in a chanami, even though there is a musag of lamata mi'asar tfachim, so al pi halacha, it doesn't go lamata mi'shloisha. It doesn't go less than three. And that less than three has not yet been accomplished yet. You could say one of two ways. Either that to say that it goes less than three, we don't go less than three tfachim, even though it goes very low. It's either because it's not ready yet, the time is on mukhshir yet to go less than three. That's one way to say it. Meaning that Chanukah accomplished a certain level of Tikkun HaOlam, which is Lamata Mi'asara, which is a very big accomplishment. But there's something which is called less than three, which the Gemara HaTikkun hasn't happened yet, which is why Mashiach is not here. It's like the potential for Mashiach, it's the Orish of Mashiach, but it's not Mamish endgame. When will that be? Perhaps when you say it goes Lamata Mi'ashlosha, call that into Yesod and to Malchus, not just to Hod. Another way to say it is as follows, though, is that to go less than 10, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's humility. However, to go less than 3 would be perhaps even bizyonis to the Or. Understand? Meaning that the Or needs to be able to maintain a certain level of kavod. And if it goes all the way down, even lower than 3, that's not going down in the tsuru, which is kavodik. That's like bizyonis to the Or. Understand? So it could be near the lowest places, even though it goes up to 3. Dahainu, so let's say you put a candle, right, in a very low place. So it may not be on the floor, but it can illuminate the floor now because it's still very low.
Is our vision to try and bring it down further?
Seemingly, that would be one way to say it. If you go with the first mahalach, which is that you're right, lechetchila should go all the way down. So we're not there yet. It hasn't touched down yet on the ground, mamish, in which case, if we go with that mahalach, you're right, we still have some work to do. And that's sort of what we're doing, is that we're being mamshech, the or of Chanukah, even lower. You could say that. So we've pretty much run out of time. Maybe we'll continue this in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll see. So just to recap, so we have the Melchama with the Sarah Shal Esav, which is really a Chanukah Sugya, which, by the way, it touches upon the Pachim Gitanim. We didn't even speak about that, but it's Mefursim in Sfarim HaKdoshim that these Pachim Gitanim that Yaakov went back for is a remez to the Or of Chanukah, the Pachim of the Nes of Chanukah. The fact that he had Yaakov in the left thigh, which is the sphere of Hod, is all a remez to the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash through the Or of Chanukah. That's parenthetically why the word Vayiga, which means the blemish in Bekaf Yerecho, Vayiga is Gematria 89, which is the Gematria of Chanukah. Mamish right there, where the Torah says Vayiga Bekaf Yerecho, that's where you find the Pekam in Chanukah. Okay, we'll hold it here, Mitzvah Hashem. Shabbat Zechat, Ayosh Mashiach, Mirim.